please welcome to the show. She's a good friend of the show. She's a sixth generation Tasmanian. She's been a member of the Tasmanian House of Assembly in the electorate of Lyons since the 2010 state election. Please welcome the leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, Rebecca White.
Good morning.
Beck, we are so sorry that we have dragged you out of bed on a week where you're probably allowed to have some sleep-ins and stuff post-election into the studio.
I'm happy to see you. I didn't get a chance to come in through the election campaign, so I feel like I owe you both.
No,
so I'm happy to be here.
We had Dean Winter on the other day, and he said he was chatting to you as well about coming on the show. So I know, yeah, we are a friend of yours, and we know you're busy. That's fine.
been a few things on.
Yeah, a few things on. So, Beck, I mean, let's firstly talk. You are a proud Tasmanian mother as well. Mother's Day yesterday.
Yes.
Was it great to be able to spend time with your family for once?
No, man, Rod's running the cafe.
That's true. But it was really cute because Mia's at kindy this year,
sure.
So they do a lot of stuff for the kids, getting them ready. So she'd actually been coming home through the week, and she never unpacks her school bag, so I'd be doing that. She'd be like, stop. And I'd be a little presence in there. She's like, she can't talk about it. You can't talk about Mother's Day. And she was hiding them under the couch.
Oh.
So all week I was just seeing this growing pile of things hiding under the couch, which I wasn't supposed to see. And, yes, got those things yesterday, which is very cute.
I remember at school we had the Mother's Day store, and the crap that I would buy my mother, which she would give me the money for to buy, I would come home with, like, these collections of, like, little statues and stuff that would be, like such a waste.
Macaroni on, like, cardboard glue.
Yeah,
that's nice. No, I think she bought presents for herself. Because one of them was like a little tiny terracotta pot, but it was full of Easter eggs. So she's like, let's open this one. And she threw the pot away. She's like, look at all these eggs. And then she just started eating them. I'm like, that's a great present. Thanks, honey.
can I ask about, obviously, the election, a disappointing result for yourself and the Labor Party. You must feel sad because I know how passionate you are about Tasmania and Tasmanians, and you want the best for them. And
yeah.
I guess you're sort of conflicted because now it's like you feel like they're not going to get the best because you're not leading.
I did very much feel that way, and I still do. And I have to say, one of the hardest speeches I ever gave was on election night. And thinking about all of the stories from different people who'd been generous enough to share their life with me about what was troubling them. So housing, healthcare, obviously the top issues that we heard a lot about through the campaign, and thinking, I just worry those people aren't going to get any better outcomes over the next 4 years, which was, you know, that's really sad to think about. And standing up there, giving that speech, looking out at that crowd, particularly our candidates and our team who'd worked so hard, at their somber faces. There were a few times there where I had to catch myself because I could make eye contact with someone. I was thinking, they're going to make me cry. The last thing I want to do is cry while I'm up on this stage. Because, it matters. It really matters. And that's why we do this job, because you want to help people and fix things and make Tasmania a better place. And I talked about that a lot, but there's some really tangible things that we were looking forward to being able to achieve for people, to give them a roof over their head or help them get the healthcare they need, which I worry the government still hasn't set out a plan for that. They talked a lot about other things, but not necessarily those things which affect people directly. So that'll be something we need to hold them to account for, both the promises they made and also the failures that continue to plague people, which really do worry me.
Absolutely.
Can I ask as well, do you think when the election was called, you know, earlier in the year, we just come out of a lockdown, so people were sort of like, he's doing an all right job, I'll just keep voting for the same thing. Do you think that played a huge part in it?
I think so. And I think a lot of people felt they needed to reward him for the way he provided that leadership last year. And I recognise that. And I recognise that on the night of the election loss as well. But I suppose the point I was trying to make in the campaign is that that's not the sum total of what a government needs to provide for people. There's a range of different responsibilities the government needs to deliver on for people, not just the management of through a COVID pandemic. But it also did make it quite hard for us to campaign, I suppose, because we went through a period last year where we didn't talk about anything else. And then even this year, we'd come back into the parliament, we'd dealt with some really important things like voluntary assisted dying laws, which had been rightfully consuming all of our time and all of the media coverage. But it didn't give us a chance to talk about those other things, which became quite important through the election period. However, people were still thinking about COVID. They were still thinking about the immediacy of what's happened in the last 12 months, and even looking at what's happening across the country still.
Yeah.
We're still seeing outbreaks, impacts on borders, impacts on travel and movement across the globe. Some seriously worrying challenges confronting India and other places. And we're not through this yet.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So having an early election, I'm sure that was factored into the thinking of the
Premier.
Was
it an accident? 100%.
Well, as you said.
I'll just call it now. JobKeepers still, yeah.
Well, several other states did exactly the same. We saw the same in WA. We saw the same in Queensland as well. It was the same thing. Was the reaction to COVID really helped the sitting Premier.
Terms. So for them, that was when their cycle was due. Mm. Here, the Premier called it a year early and, you know, we can all guess as to why.
Do you think, like, you know, in Western Australia, like they absolutely dominated over there, do you think Gutwin and the Liberal Party thought that was going? Because it hasn't. Like, it hasn't happened here. What happened there?
Yeah, well, effectively, we've got the status quo. And you're right. I suspect they did think they could dominate because of the way they'd seen other elections play out with the incumbents being really, like, quite well rewarded. Mm. But here we've got a situation where we still don't know if we've got a majority government or not. We won't find that out until tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
And even then, we're not sure who will make up that parliament. Is it going to include people like Adam Brooks, for instance, who has a serious cloud hanging over his head?
Yeah.
Or other people in Clark, you know, who are they? What role will they play in this next government? So it's not a certain outcome for the government at all, and I don't think it's the overwhelming majority that they were thinking they'd get.
Absolutely. I mean, Beck, let's talk about the fact that you said you would like to stay on as Labor leader. We'd love to keep you there. We'd love to see you still as the leader of Labor Party.
I don't think Nathan and I have any say in that.
It is 100%, it is 100% our call.
Yeah.
People don't know that now. It's true, you know.
The road back now, what is the next step for you as, obviously the current leader of the Labor Party? What is the next step now? How do you get yourself back up after, obviously, what's just happened with the election?
Yeah. Well, I think what we learnt from the last particularly 3 weeks of the campaign is there's a lot of momentum that we were able to build around those key issues of health, housing, TAFE and employment. And now we've got some clear air to talk about that. That would certainly be my focus, is to push those things, to make sure we hold the government accountable for their promises and also continue to demonstrate where there are failures and people being left behind. So I think the task for any opposition now is that one.
Yeah.
It's just focusing on those key issues that affect people directly and just giving the government, a bit of backbone maybe sometimes when it comes to making decisions that support people, or a hard time if they're not making those decisions. That's got to be our job.
Absolutely. And Beck, before we do let you go, have you thought about getting a tattoo on your right arm, Ernie?
Seems to be quite popular.
We'll do it for Beck. You'll be able to get a tattoo.
We'll do it.
Leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, as always, we appreciate you coming in. Sorry
you
woke you up nice and early, and we're glad that you can finally get a little bit of sleep post-election. Thanks for joining us.
It's so nice to see you both.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.